On a recent trip to Mount Cuba, I wasn't sure exactly what I was gonna find. Small snowbanks lined the spiral driveway just days after temperatures nearly reached 70 during a February heat wave, but the main garden was green and ready to pop with life. Victor Pyatt, the gardens manager at Mount Cuba Center, shows me a nearby tulip display that will encircle a brick walkway near the back of the main courtyard.
If these tulips had been in bud and were opening, absolutely it would have destroyed the flowers. If the buds were down inside and they were still tight, it would sort of blanket it and insulate it. They should be okay.
Had the warmth lasted just a few more days, plants could have started blooming, leaving their tender buds exposed. Pyatt says they could have been blasted by the subsequent freeze, silencing what would have been a colorful spring orchestra.
What would you have done if the buds would have gotten blasted?
Probably cried, because can't do anything at this point.
And they've dealt with that in the past. Pyatt says he trucked in heat lamps one year, covering the tulips in a makeshift greenhouse to protect them from the frost.
It's roulette, it really is. You don't know what it's going to do. I don't think anybody was really expecting this, the late snow, but it's great for the water table to recharge, so I'm not complaining about it at all. And it's going away nicely. It hasn't really created much of a problem for us.
After an inspection, Pyatt lays out the garden's first planned display in his 25-year career at Mount Cuba, beginning in the South Garden. Visitors will enter straight from the main house after walking through two brick pillars guarded by stone eagles.
You're going to see a progression of color through the season, starting, I believe it's April, and it'll go all the way into the fall. It'll start with pastels, and then it'll go to the warmer summer colors. So blues, yellows, oh my, some pinks.
From there, you'll walk straight back toward the now flowering tulips we inspected earlier. A short hike over a well-manicured lawn plops you next to fragrant lilac bushes that should be ready to bloom. Thankfully, they also escaped much of the frost damage.
Just some of the outer bud covering, these scales, they got a little burned or chilled, it looks like, but the buds are okay. They can take quite a bit of cold.
A sweet floral smell carries over into the woods path a few steps away, and here's where Mount Cuba stakes its reputation. Close to the ground, that's where you'll find most of the varietals of trillium native to the eastern United States.
A lot of them, you'll see they've got this mottled foliage, and that's one of the attractive features about it. The flowers can be, I've seen them white, like yellow, and a maroon color, and it's three petals. Some petals are upright, other ones are spreading, and other ones are nodding.
When I visited, they were still waiting for a bit more sunshine to perk up and bloom, but are expected to put on a show by the end of April in time for the organization's annual wildflower celebration. The walkway through the trees will grow lush as the summer progresses. It's one of Pyatt's favorite places on the dozens of acres of property he oversees.
This room just gets created. It's really neat. It's like the paint goes on. And it's a completely different feel. As the tulip poplars leaf out, you really get that cathedral feel as you walk down the woods path.
2016 was the first year Mount Cuba allowed visitors 5 days a week. Originally owned by Lamont DuPont and Pamela Copeland, the private gardens only opened to the public in the 1980s through guided tours. It has since allowed visitors to stroll through the grounds at their own pace since 2013 and established classes for home gardeners to learn about growing plants native to the eastern Piedmont. The 13th annual wildflower celebration kicks off Sunday, April 23rd. The first 1,000 families receive a free chocolate white snake root plant boasting white flowers and dark burgundy leaves. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.